الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We all should make our niyat, which is the most important. And inshallah, we will start off today reading from the hadith and from Hazrat Shaykh's kitab, and Hazrat has quoted the hadith of Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the hadith in which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained the importance and virtues of Ramadan, so that we get the barakat of that also, the barakat of the hadith also, the barakat of the words of Hazrat Shaykh also. And important it is that we all make dua in our hearts that Allah puts the value, the importance of Ramadan in our hearts. That's the object of all this. So that, yeah, at the beginning, we know what month we are going to. It's not just an ordinary month, not just a month of staying hungry, or not a month just even of keeping roza. They are great, great importance that is related to this month. And we all must make dua that it comes into our hearts. Also, we all know that the greatness of the month of Ramadan, where will we ever be able to recognize it? What it is, what Allah has sent, the Quran Sharif in this month. And when we read, mashallah, Allah reward Maulana Musa, long before Ramadan, we should read from Akabir ki Ramadan, how our elders spent Ramadan, how the whole night, day, how they were engaged in ibadat. And they did so great, but Ramadan is Ramadan. Nobody can reach where it is. But at least we get some idea that at least this goes out of us, that it is just we have to finish the month, we have to pass the month. And somehow we will manage. We have to keep rozas, we have to make taraweeh, we'll manage, it will come to the end. No, it shouldn't be that. The value of this month, and we make dua that Allah puts it into our heart. From the barakat of the hadith, the barakat of Hazrat Shaykh's words, we inshallah, it will come, but we also have that and in make our dua also, and we ask one another also. And what we know of any great value of Ramadan, share it with our friends so that it comes into everyone. That is what we should do, to enjoy what is good and encourage all that is good. Just to get some idea, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that namaz that is made with miswak is 70 times more virtuous. So that is for all the whole year. So in Ramadan also, in Ramadan all good deeds are multiplied so much more. But even if we just take it at that 70 times, that every namaz, every rakat that we make, we had made miswak before that, then that virtue is 70 times more. So how much isn't that? Then in Ramadan, yeah, we see that every namaz, every farz, Allah multiplies it by 70. And if we just think the five farz of the day, and witr is also sort of in between, we don't call it farz, but it is a wajib namaz, it's got very, very importance, almost like farz. So if we put all that together, then 70 times 5 is 350. The five namazes. So that is almost 1 year's namazes. Islamic year is about 355 days. We add the witr namaz, it goes even more than that. So every day's namazes is like 1 year's namaz. And if we had made miswak also, then that is again another 70 times more. So what won't be the value of that? And then not only that, like for example, if we make wudu from home and we come to the masjid, the sawab is like putting ihram in going to Baytullah. So how great sawab. If a person reads Bismillah walhamdulillah, Bismillah al-Azim walhamdulillah ala deen al-Islam before the wudu, he starts his wudu, then as long as that wudu remains, the malaika are making dua for him. So how great virtues are there. And in the month of Ramadan, this is all multiplied so much more. So this is really a month that we have to take maximum benefit. And we should make, no matter how much shukr we made, Allah gave us tawfiq to come here. And wherever else, people who are gone in Jamaat also realizing the value now that they're in Jamaat. people who are going for Umrah, Baitullah Sharif, Baitullah Sharif, there the rewards are even so much more. The Haram of Madinatul Munawwara, there the rewards are even so much more. So if we also, we think of all this, that how we should value this time, that not a moment of ours, and we make shukr that Allah gave us tawfiq to come here. And we all have to make shukr that these programs which are alhamdulillah, all friends together, mashwaras are made and put these programs, and how we can try and benefit to the maximum of the month of Ramadan. And the earlier in our lives this come into us, more fortunate we are. And otherwise, a person thinks that now I'm still young, when I get old I will do ibadah. And inadvertently, mostly we see, as you become old, now you become sick. Now you can't, how many people don't keep rosas? They can't keep the excuse. They can't come to the masjid. We were thinking we'll make our nafil so much, and we'll make our ibadat so much when we get old, when we'll be free. I finish all my shop business also now, hand it over to my children. The housewife thinks I handed over the house to my daughter, to my daughter-in-law. I'm free now. And mostly, Allah save us all, some sickness comes now. Now we can't even do our farais properly. Or we can't even manage that. Our rosas, how many, they can't keep rosas also. So we shouldn't be deceived. Shaitan deceives us like this. And of course, the ibadat of the youth is most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately also, we are caught up in such an environment that the youth, their thinking is completely different. And even elderly people for the youth also think, where are you going to make ibadat now? There is your time for sports, there is your time for enjoyment, there is your time for all other things. Whereas that is the time for really for all this ibadat to make. And we all want an Islamic atmosphere, Islamic environment. But who is going to make it? The Farishta is not going to come and make it. We have to make that. So the earlier we realize and we go into that, fortunate will we be. Also, now if we will start, like for example, if a person has to go home and make salam loudly, or when he's leaving home, all the house people will look surprised. What happened today? That what's the difference? Why is he making salam? Whereas that was supposed to be the norm. But unfortunately, it is not like that. One person leaving home made salam loudly. All the children, mother, all came quickly. And they now wondering what's happening. Is he going to die today? Or what is happening? Why is he making salam? Whereas that was supposed to be, we have become abnormal. And in many things like that, many things, if we bring the original, the normal, if we bring that, it will, which comes in the hadith, Bada al-Islamu ghariba, wa say'udu ila al-ghuraba. So this is, we have to start. And we all want a ready-made plate, but we have to make also that sacrifice. If we want deen in our houses, that where there isn't that level of deen, then people are going to take offense to what we say, etc. We're going to become in their bad books. And we have to tolerate that. We have to. Without that, deen won't come alive. We all make dua. We make dua for afiyat, that with goodness, everyone just accepts. But when Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose akhlaq, who can ever match that? Who can even think and understand the akhlaq and the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His truthfulness, his honesty, his kindness. But the minute he said, I'm the Nabi of Allah and I've come, one thing he said, the whole of deen was still to come, only la ilaha illallah, how angry his very own people became with him. So this is a thing that will always be there. So we have to accept that. And if we want deen to come alive in our lives, in our homes, for our children, we will have to go through that. And of course, this does not mean we become rude and rough and we just now ordering this and order. We have no right. We are so faulty ourselves. So in a proper way, reasonable way, we try. And then we do expect that also. And when that, if that has to come, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when adverse conditions came, they say, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Allah and His Rasul promised, this is going to happen to us. So they accepted it. So like that, if it comes, then also accept it. So Allah give us all tawfiq. So anyway, from the hadith of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one important point that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to the Sahaba before Ramadan came in, just before Ramadan, which shows the importance. And which also, a lot of other things, whatever we do, we must prepare the person for it. Mentally prepare the person, let him know what the thing is. Anything we do, like at home also, we give for the children, there's something we want them to do, first prepare them mentally. Not just give them the order to do it, but prepare them. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prepared the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said that there is a very great month coming, or that has cast its shadow over you. It's year now, the month is year. And it is a month in which there is a night which is better than 1,000 months. That also we just talk about it, we hear it, but if we have to consider it, that one night, not equal to, better than 83 years and 4 months of ibadat. So what a great night that is, night that is. And where Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has explained about Laylatul Qadr, how much he has explained that to give one night, or a few nights, the 4 or 5 nights, the odd nights, in the service of Allah Ta'ala. And in the service, many people who work night shift, they are giving every night, they are giving that service. Many people, and very, very sadly, and this also complaint coming more and more, where the people till almost the whole night, till late at night, they're busy with the cell phone. Okay? So for the sake of later, Laylatul Qadr, why should it be difficult? That's at least something. And we will discuss inshallah, and we all know it also, at least minimum our Isha and Fajr with Jamaat. Which alhamdulillah, the brothers who are here in the masjid, in this environment will do. But all others also, that we encourage them, that they also. So this night of when that one night, and ulama have given different views of Laylatul Qadr when it appears, but mostly it is accepted generally, it is in Ramadan, it is in the last 10 nights, and it is in the odd night, so that makes this month so valuable. So again, we should now also not only wait for that one night, but if we want, like before Ramadan, if we prepare for Ramadan, like we keep some rozas in Shaaban, for example, and if we keep more than that other times also, when Ramadan will come, then roza, so to say, is in the bag already. Otherwise, it is an effort. Roza is an effort. It's not so easy. Allah, we've explained it in so many different ways to make it easy for us. Roza is also an effort. So if we were used to it, then now it is in the bag. In the same way, Quran Sharif Tilawat, if we were doing regularly, now it will be easy. But if we weren't doing Tilawat whole year, now suddenly to start reading so much, and Quran Sharif, in any case, it is taxing. It is the word of Allah Ta'ala. When it should be revealed to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what an effect it had on Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's head was resting on somebody's leg, thigh, they could feel the weight, the animal, the camel, when the wahi should come down. And then again, if like we read now, Maulana read for us, Jazahumullah Khair, that the etiquette of the Quran Sharif, that the Quran Sharif, that it has to be practiced also upon. It has to be understood also. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, even to memorize it, then he used to immediately start reading, which Allah said, no, you don't have to do that. We will make sure that you remember. So the remembrance of the Quran, to recite it correctly, all, mashallah, how many people we are aware of the makharij, etc. And it's not easy, the Arabic language, but all the makharij and to pronounce it. And that is also when we are reading, whether we are doing it according to that also. And then to the meaning of the Quran Sharif. If we have to consider the meaning, many of us take it, for example, the Surah Ar-Rahman speaks of all the favors of Allah Ta'ala. But in Ar-Rahman, how many of the azabs of Allah are also mentioned? And also, which really crushes a person. So if when Quran Sharif is read, and we read it little bit according to the rites, it's not such an easy thing. So a person has to be ready for all this also, and try and read Quran Sharif according to that. That we read this Quran Sharif, and we will try somehow that the Quran Sharif reading is not just a matter of how we are reading generally. The real reading of the Quran Sharif is very, very taxing, and we have to try and get used to that also, to bring that true deen into our lives. And the Quran, which is the greatest kitab, there is nothing, and Allah put that yaqeen in our hearts. No psychologist book, no literature book, no scientific book, no mathematical book, nothing whatsoever can come anywhere near the Quran. The closest that comes to the Quran is the hadith mubarakah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the only thing that comes close. Then of course the works of the fuqaha and the great ulama. But otherwise the Quran, and Allah put that yaqeen in our heart. Now when we sit with the Quran Sharif, mashallah, some etiquettes were discussed. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi also explained that the Quran Sharif, don't just like push it carefully, turning the pages of the Quran like sometimes we do like this. He prohibited that also. Turn the pages carefully, like, not just roughly also. So the end, Allahu Akbar. One of our friends, Allah reward him, and it's a great lesson for all of us. He started teaching Hibs now. And then he asked the question. He says, when I'm teaching Hibs, the Quran Sharif is open. The student didn't learn. He doesn't know his sabak, which commonly happens. Now you start shouting him. And with the Quran Sharif open, and you're raising your voice also. So the be'adabi of the Quran Sharif. Now we perhaps we were never ever conscious of this also. And possibly also we tell him, you idiot, you stupid. And the Quran Sharif is open. So we shouldn't be frightened also, but we have come and we want this Islah of ours to be made. So we should think, then how do you close the Quran? And at the same time, that will teach you akhlaq also, which our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, Allah reward him tremendously, where Allah Ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman allam al-Quran. That Allah is Rahman, who taught the Quran. That in the teaching of the Quran Sharif, the quality of mercy, kindness and compassion must be greater. It is commonly taken that the Quran Sharif, you can't become a Hafiz until you get a lot of hiding, etc. But mashallah, there have been those Hufaz who taught the Quran, and they taught it with love. So that is also the story. Anyway, the Quran Sharif. So, and this Quran Sharif was revealed on this night of power. So how much more doesn't it make the value that on that night, in the month of Ramadan, in this night of power, the Quran Sharif was revealed. Then again, we are reminded here that the faraiz that we do in this month, 70 times more. So let us also, at the same time, when the reward is so great, our preparation also should be accordingly. Take more care, like that, the whole year, all the time, and make Ramadan on the other way the basis for the future, that we make our istinja correctly, we become more conscious of our istinja also, and also that today those people who cannot help it, they use the high toilet. But generally with the high toilet, the istinja is not so easy. It's more taxing also to do it properly. But the istinja also must be correct. Wudu must be correct. In wudu there are so many things. Perhaps 100% we are guilty of wastage of water in wudu. Especially when we make it from the tap. And the taps, there where you cannot control the handles easily. Some of them have got that lever. You can take your water in your hand and just push the lever down while you are washing your face. But the others, if you go and adjust it, this water will also fall out. So how much of water is getting wasted? Fair fortunate will we be if we can get used to making water from a jug, and the best is the mud. And Allah reward Maulana Yusuf Sahab, Mutala of Bari, London, who has, mashallah, promoted this, had it made and promoted it in the whole world. If we can make wudu from there, so at least we can get safe from israf, wastage of water. And so much so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that at the water bank, the sea bank or the river bank you are making wudu, there also there is wastage. There also we are not allowed. So how a Muslim is taught? Really, for a Muslim, to save water, it should be a natural thing. And then not only our ghusl. Today with our wudu that we make, sometimes if we want to, just plug the basin. When we are making wudu, collect that water. And just see how much of water we use to make one wudu. And then see from one mud, if we had to make from there, what would be the comparison. And then again for ghusl, then how much we use. But hopefully we don't go in the bath, in the tub to bath. We shower, but in the shower also, how lot water? If we can get used to the bucket system, the closest, it will do us so much of good. So anyway, the namaz, the faraid of namaz, the namaz, when Allah is increasing its value so much, our preparation also should be accordingly, reasonably, at least somehow, little bit. If just one or two things also we can introduce and better for us in this Ramadan, and make the niyat of it that we're going to carry it on, not only that it is for Ramadan. Many of us have got this attitude also. We go for Umrah, we make extra ibadat. But that was only for Umrah. When we come back again, all that is forgotten. Previously it was, hopefully it is no more. People should go for Hajj Umrah, grow a beard also, but only for that. When they come back, waliyazu billah, then they shave off the beard again. Or a person wears Islamic dress, or closest to the sunnah when he's there, when he comes back, then again he throws it off. That should not be the case. So with Ramadan also, it is not one department. That when we are in this department, that we do that. When we have gone out, we are in another department, then we are somebody else again. So we should try, and then with our namazes, try everything, Allah, alhamdulillah, that we have the slot of namaz in the morning, 11 o'clock. So that is various aspects of namaz, the tajweed also, which is a very, very important part of namaz. Then the namaz itself, the value of namaz, how to make our namazes valuable. Allah give us all tawfiq. So namaz. And then one very important thing, which one alim advised me and said, stress this a lot also, our qadai umri. That what our qada namazes we have got, if we read in fazail namaz, that for one namaz, what the punishment is. How severe for one namaz. And also ulama have written, we make the qada'i umri, and still there is tawbah also. It's just not that we made the namaz and it's finished. The tawbah of not making the namaz on its time, we must make that tawbah also. And on the other hand again, just making tawbah and not making the namaz is also not sufficient. And we have to start. Perhaps we've got 10 years namaz is qada. Maybe some of our condition we don't know. And it might look difficult, but Allah's system is whatever we start, Allah makes it easy. And then we will accomplish it. And if we don't, we die before that, but we were trying. Allah will show His mercy, hopefully, that we did try, but let us start. And it would be very advisable if, in Ramadan, if we have got any qada'i umri, we start with them and we make those qada'i umri. And in that all, we should not be bluffed with our outward appearance. Many of us, we are quite content that having the sunnat garb, beard, topi, amama, so I'm all right. But then my namazes, perhaps zakat, and mashallah, there are people who thought of the past years of zakat. There are people who sold their whole property, one whole property, just to pay off all their zakat. And then again, there is a great challenge in there again. Where do you find the recipients of zakat? With all that huge amounts, who are you going to give it to? And who is eligible for it? So, but anyway, people are becoming conscious of that. And there are many other things. How many friends, alhamdulillah, Allah reward them when they came to realize and understand. While we were young, going to high school, university, college, sometimes just for no reason we broke our roza also, farah. Now we have to keep that 60 rozas, and that one qaza also, 61 rozas we have to keep. But there are friends, alhamdulillah, who have done it. Some of our students also, mashallah, when they have realized, they're keeping their qaza rozas, and Allah make it easy. 60 rozas continuously, consecutively, day after day. Ramzan is only 30. And Ramzan rozas, comparatively from one aspect, are much easy. Everyone is keeping roza. But that roza you're keeping, you the one person odd. And 60 rozas continuously. So Allah Ta'ala bring this within us. From this month of Ramadan, these are the things. We say, we all say we have come for our Islah. We want to, this is what is Islah. One alim said, what is Islah? That morning we have to read Yasin. We're not reading Yasin. Read Yasin, that is Islah. Then, for example, miswak we're not making. Start making miswak. That is your Islah. Just the things that we have to do. The things that we must not do, waste time. Don't waste time. That is Islah. So it's a simple, straightforward thing that we have to do. And a nafil becomes a farz in this month. Just imagine. Allahu Akbar. Allah give us tawfiq. Pay attention. Allah give me, us all tawfiq. All our namazes, tahajjud, try and make 8 rakats, which is not really difficult. If we make our 2 after 4 farz of Isha, 4 sunnat khair mu'akkada, we try and make before farz. The 4 farz of Isha we make, 2 sunnat mu'akkada we make, 2 nafil, make it with the niyat of tahajjud. And then after Taraweeh, make another 2 rakats with the niyat of tahajjud. Now tahajjud time, make another 4 with the niyat of tahajjud. Our 8 rakats are made in that way. And when we do this, Allah bring the time that we do 8 rakats of tahajjud that time. And really, if we go and see what is tahajjud, it is that 8 rakats of namaz. Allah give us tawfiq to make 8 rakats that time. And usually also, another very important point is that the Quran Sharif recitation, the reward also is multiplied so greatly. And recitation in namaz, that reward is even greater. So especially those who are hafiz, and mashallah, they are very good hafiz, to try and read as much Quran Sharif as possible in namaz. You can read it out of namaz, but that namaz, what you are reading in namaz, that reward is much, much more greater. And especially in the month of Ramadan, how much more? Then those of us who are not hafiz, or not good, strong hafiz, try and read a little longer surah. We are used to our short surahs all the time. Try and get used to reading, and whatever we will read in namaz, that reward will be much more. So our nawafil also, if we don't make ishraq at the time of ishraq, we feel tired or whatever, then whenever, make later, before we start with the program, make our ishraq that time. We will get the reward of ishraq, though the reward will be less, of course. But, and in there also, try and read a little bit more. A few more surahs, a few longer surahs or something. How much we can manage, how much is possible for us. But try and read more in namaz also. And this is also a month, try and do all our nafil, our ishraq, our chash, and it is possible. Though it's and those who stay away till ishraq time and do it at that time, what to say about that? But if we're doing it a bit later, do it at that time. Then our awwabin also try. And of course, we should keep in mind, as was explained also, not to cause inconvenience to any person. So, inconvenience, the people who are serving us, they are doing a great service. And we should consider this should be from within ourselves. Are we making dua for the people who are serving us? How much they sacrificing for us? We shouldn't inconvenience them, but we should make it easy for them. And we should make duas for them also. They are sacrificing a great deal. We are here, we are also sacrificing, alhamdulillah. We have sacrificed our homes, everything, we have come here. But they are at home and they are not at home. Their sacrifice in a sense is very much more greater. And then they are serving us. So what our awwabin, let us not make so long awwabins and we inconvenience them. When eat finish, come back. We can make carry on with our awwabin. We make it later, but we should try and do our awwabin also. And then our tahajjud also we try and do. And if in this month we can make the 8 rakats of tahajjud, otherwise at least whatever amount of tahajjud. And then our other namazes, try and read also Salatul Hajj, Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Shukr, all that. Or make those niyat. And sometimes make it separately also. But otherwise, combine it in our nafil namaz, we will get the reward. But there's the opportunity, make it separately. And at least once in a lifetime, and those who have got more courage, more also, let us try and make awwabin 20 rakats. For us, 6 is difficult. But if we can, sometimes, at least once in a lifetime, we make 20 rakats of awwabin. That awwabin is between 6 and 20. Tahajjud is between 2 and 8. Some make 8 also. And our tasbihat in our namazes, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, at least now in Ramadan, sometimes make it 5, 7, 9, 11 also. Not just we suffice on our 3, try and read a bit more also. And try and read it a bit nicely also, but also all that without inconveniencing any other person. So all that also we should try in this month when Allah Ta'ala is giving so much. This is also wa shahru sabr, a month of sabr. And we are all making sabr. We didn't eat this whole day. We made sabr from staying away from food. That person who is a smoker, he made sabr, he didn't smoke. So if we get this reality of Ramzan, that we stayed away from all things which were permitted and they were present also. Those who are at home, we have got the fridge at our disposal, the pantry is there, everything is there, but we are not eating halal, jais food. We are making sabr. And with that, and make dua also, that the quality of sabr, if it comes in a person, also, and this is the month of Ramadan, in one sense, Ramadan has come to dish out this to us, to give us all the ibadat also, to give us sabr also. Now we must just take delivery of it. And if we take it in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, whole year, whole life, we will have sabr. And a person who has got sabr has got a great, great thing. A discussion amongst the Sufis also is the position of shukr higher or the position of sabr higher. Shukr we make when we have everything to our desire. We make shukr. For that, the promise of Allah is He will increase you. But for sabr, Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِ Allah is with those who make sabr. So the position of sabr, and this is the month that we have to make, that we make that sabr. So we make dua also, and we make the effort also, and if a person is blessed with one, there are about 15 things which are mentioned in this one hadith. And if we get one of those things also, if we get all 15 which we should be our target, what to say? We'll be like angels. And this is what Islah means, to make you an angel. One beautiful example, one person was giving a bayan, and it came to mind, and we have mentioned it, we will mention it, and all this. When our ulama speak also sometimes, they say what we're going to speak is nothing new. Deen is old, it's not new. It's the same thing, but it's muzakra, revision. And it is that it has to come into our lives. Many things we are talking, but when we analyze, it's not yet in my life. The object is, it must come into our lives. So all this that we speak all the time, so that it comes into our lives. So the sabr also, and it is a month of muwasat, that is, of feeling and kindness for other people. And really, those people whom Allah has blessed with this, that they don't have anything themselves, but they are giving it to others. And the enjoyment they feel, which they say, that they didn't eat, they gave the food to somebody else. And what enjoyment they got on that. And this is the month. As we explained, there are many, many such cases around us. But one case which we know of, actually, in Burundi, where our friend, brother Yusuf Desai, goes and he works there, he says for iftari, the people, water they drink is the puddles of water on the ground. and that water is not clean, not healthy, but there is nothing else. Their clothes are torn and tattered clothes. They just somehow just got something and it is torn and tattered. So if we get the opportunity to contribute in such places, and today, mashallah, there are a lot of people doing this work, wearing this work, where we feel contented, itminan, that this world money is going to the right sources, we should also open our hearts and whatever amount we can give, and yeah, we shouldn't let shaitan deceive us also. When we are to give little, they say, what is this little? What's it going to do? And when you want to give a lot, he says you want to boast and show that you can give so much. So whatever we can give, for tawfiq of less, give it. Tawfiq of more, give it. And we should spend. Many times also shaitan comes, now this person you're giving is not right. It's not, he's going to abuse it. So finally we'll end up, we don't give anything to anyone. So Allah give us tawfiq, just spending is also a very, very great thing. And it is a month in which the rozi of a mu'min is increased. And here also we see those people who have reasonable amount during this month, how Allah Ta'ala gives them more in this month. And this rozi, as it comes in a hadith, that charity never decreases wealth. With our eyes, we see our eye that charity has decreased wealth. And interest destroys wealth. But we see interest increases our wealth. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, give an example, that a person who gives charity, and now how many calamities, which comes clearly in the hadith, when a person gives his charity, then calamities which have come, Allah removes them. Where, for example, one calamity of illness. Now you were going to spend a lot of money for the treatment of that. Now you gave your charity, Allah took it away. You are saved from millions in these days. One night in a private clinic, how much aren't you spending one day in a private clinic? So much, but you gave your charity, and also it is narrated from our elders, there were those pious people that when they had an illness, any sickness, they should say, work out how much will it cost to treat it. That amount of money they should give away in charity. And that treatment they should take. Our elderly people who came first year to our country, long ago, over 100 years ago, when they should order goods from England, usually it was those goods, or from India, coming from the ships, they should come, and the people bringing it should say, you must take out insurance, though it was not compulsory, but to ensure that it comes safely, it was an easy passage for the things to reach. Our pious elders, Allah reward them, how much that insurance used to be, they should take that amount of money and feed the poor. Give it away to the poor. And Abba, the goods should come safe. And of course, you can't imagine how much barakat Allah puts in there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of charity. This is the month also that we should try. And as we will read here also, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, in the month of Ramadan, money should just not stay in the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It should just slip, come and go, come and go. His hands were just open and giving to everyone in charity. And his generosity knew no limits in the month of Ramadan. We should also make effort and dua that Allah puts that yaqeen in our heart that Allah is the giver. That I'm not giving. It's not from my pocket. As they say, the person whose iman is on his pocket, his yaqeen. That how much I got, I must spend. And that person whose yaqeen is on the zaat of Allah and the treasures of Allah. Of course, this also we should do properly in the right way, not as if we are cautioned also in the hadith that you give everything away if our yaqeen is not at that level. And we give everything away and tomorrow we go and beg. That is also not right. But a person who will not go and beg, he gave everything and Allah tests him for a while and he doesn't beg. His matter is with Allah, and how Allah will open for that person we cannot imagine. So we should spend also in this month. And then that a person should give iftari to somebody. Now this also, we are going in the wrong direction, that many of us, we are going and making iftari da'wats now. And now, unfortunately, it has come in our country. Hopefully, it's not carrying on. But not only iftari dawats at home, but at the restaurants. Then from what time you going there? And where are any du'as of Maghrib time, of iftari time? And then even your Isha and your Taraweeh is in jeopardy. When you are going there, you're not just going to eat, finish, and then go. So we should be very careful. One good friend of ours in his country, a Muslim country, he says, mashallah, he has made effort and brought about changes. But he says, for Maghrib is the namaz in Ramadan with hardly any musallis. Only the imam and the muazzin. That's all. All 6 months before the restaurants are booked out. Yeah, again, and our nature is that we take when things like this, we say it comes in the hadith, if you give iftari to somebody, so much sawab. But did it come that you must go to a restaurant and then? Did it come that you must invite the people at home and all your ibadat is upset? And now you don't doing your ibadat. See to those people like in the places around us. Places in the nearby countries where they have got nothing, give iftari to such people. Let them enjoy and let them at least have a reasonable iftari. When we have got so much, at least they have some reasonable iftari. So this iftari is not making big, big dawats. Undoubtedly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited people for sehri also. And he said, come and eat food of barkat. Sehri food is of barkat. But now we take it and we go out of, we just go right out of line. And we make big, big dawats and we say it comes in the hadith that you must make, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dawat for sehri, made dawat for iftari. No. Or everything, we must understand the mizaj of deen. That what was the mizaj. And from here, it is absolutely necessary to stay with our elders who have got that deen in them and see what is that mizaj of deen. And according to that, we should bring it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. That we the correct understanding of deen. And we should make dua for this also. Otherwise, any person, what he wants to do, he will easily find a proof of it somewhere, and he will justify himself. Whether he uses that proof wrongly, whether it applies here or not, whether it was just one occasion, and now he uses. Common example we give: we were traveling in a car. The window was open. Our topi flew out. Now, topi without, namaz without topi is not correct. Now somebody asks, can you make namaz? Will your namaz be made? Now we tell the person, it's not your sitter also, it's a sunnat. And in that also, in a sense, we say that the sunnat is not like important. That it is only, which is a very dangerous statement. That it is only sunnat. Sunnat is extremely important in our lives. But a person that normally whole life he makes namaz with topi. But on such an occasion, he was traveling, now he has to make his zohar, he has to make his asr somewhere, he hasn't got a topi. So now, on that occasion, when he's helpless like that, your namaz will be made, no problem. But just to say straight away that no problem, it's not a faraz of namaz that you must have a topi, and you can make your namaz, and as then it has come, how many people we see nowadays, no excuse whatsoever. And some ulama, mashallah, who have that hikmat in them, they give topis to such people. They say, he's a poor person, he can't afford a topi. So give him a topi that he can wear the topi. So, or, for example, people wear clothes which are just the absolute essential, like with a Bermuda. So he'll say, he's like a poor person, he haven't got full clothes. If a person hasn't got clothes and he makes namaz like that, his namaz will be made. But you got clothes. So much we are not allowed to even make namaz with our night clothes, which we are not prepared to come in front of other people. And in namaz, explain to the person you are going in front of the highest authority. How much care shouldn't you take? every aspect of your dressing, your clothing, everything you are going to present yourself in front of Allah Ta'ala. And just to give this answer, that Bermuda is covering your satr, so it's alright, your namaz will be made. No, we must join people to Allah Ta'ala. Not take them away from Allah Ta'ala. Not make gaps between them and Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, we shouldn't use that attitude also. That a person asks, can you make namaz with Bermuda? Are you mad? It's stupid. It's wrong. And we push him further away from deen. No, in a nice, suitable way, the object is to bring people towards deen. Allah loves greatest those people who bring people towards Allah Ta'ala. The more we introduce them to Allah and bring them closer to Allah, Allah loves those people. Allah wants people to come towards Him. And we shouldn't also always just all wa'eeds, punishments, warnings. We just speak about that all the time. And people also now feel they go in despondency, they go in a depression. I'm a write-off. My namaz is not right. My rozas are not right. This is not right. I'm useless. I'm nothing. No, we should try to give hope. And a person who gives hope to people in the mercy of Allah, Allah loves that person. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh, is narrated for how long? 10 years he only spoke on the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Then if the thought came to him that people will take advantage of it, that they just see the mercy. See. So let me speak of the punishment of Allah. Allah put in his heart and said, oh, Ghazali, is my mercy finished that you have stopped speaking about it? Allah's mercy is so great. And we must balance it. And the ulama have taught all the balances. And when a person is young, look at more the punishment of Allah. Because that time your urge of committing guna is very great. And as a person grows old, now tell him about the mercy of Allah. Now he's going to Allah, now speak only of the mercy. Before committing a guna, look at the punishment. If perchance you committed a guna, now look at the mercy. Shaitan makes it the opposite. That before committing a guna, he makes you look at the mercy. Don't worry, you make the guna. Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. Allah will forgive you. And when you commit the guna, then Shaitan tells you, such a guna you made. Can you be forgiven? You can't be forgiven. That is Shaitan's work. Our, that we use that strong determination not to commit a guna. And like if we, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that tell your nafs, that even if you have to die, but I won't commit this guna. That full determination. But if perchance you were overtaken and you committed the guna for whatever reason, now immediately look at Allah's mercy. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very, very great month. Allah make it. We make dua also and try our best to put into our hearts the greatness and the honor of this month, and that not a single moment of ours must be wasted. And not only used correctly, but in that in which the maximum rewards are. That we try the maximum rewards. And yeah, we have come for our islah, that how we can bring this full islah into our lives. Every aspect which we will discuss, roza is for islah, everything is for our islah. And if we just confirm, Allah Ta'ala is also so merciful, that like for example, we know, many of us admit also, all our elders have written, our Shaykh has written, Manan Tanwi, that there are many people who feel my islah just can't be made. And they gave ways that what you must do and your islah will be made. Now, for example, generally, namaz is one of those things. That we just work on namaz, and namaz, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Namaz will stop us from all these things. Roza, we just try and make our roza correct. The minute our roza is correct, roza will correct everything for us. This roza is a shield. It will protect us from all haram. Of all undesirable things, roza will protect us. And our condition will come that we won't have to give up gunas. Gunas will leave us. Like now, we are going into autumn, we are in autumn already, and we can see, you don't have to shake the trees, the branches, that the leaves must fall down. Your back breaks picking up the leaves. You just finished, and when you look at the back, again, just so many leaves again. So like that, if we make effort on namaz generally, and in namaz and Ramzan moreover, and Allah reward all our friends who have got this program and we are doing it, and everywhere else in the world also, and we make effort on our rozas, that our rozas come right, then that will protect us from all. Our gunas will leave us. We won't have to give up gunas. Gunas will leave us. And our lives will become correct. And like a person who has got a lot of sicknesses, he's a diabetic, he's got high blood also, he's got cholesterol, everything he's got hot. But he went for a month's treatment, and such a treatment that he got relieved of all those things. Like that, yeah, we have got so many sicknesses, and unfortunately, we don't realize we have got that. We don't acknowledge. And the worst sickness we have got, that I'm all right. That others need it, I'm all right. That is the worst sickness that we have got. If we can understand that, and we get cured of the sicknesses, even reasonably, many of us say, I'm much better than before. Alhamdulillah, how I was before, and now I'm not like that. I'm much better. So, spiritually also. Our deeni side also. If this Ramzan, we spend it correctly. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the value of the month, to spend our time correctly, and the greatest Eid we can get. The children, we give them Eid, is that our islah be made. If that was done, that is really what our Eid is all about. And that will be the joy of Eid. And a person will not only meet Allah when he dies, he starts meeting Allah every namaz. Every subhanallah, alhamdulillah. And if you meet Allah, what more can a person have? May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.